John Ongerer was charged with the death of Angela Wilds in 2010, but the case was dismissed in a preliminary hearing. 13 years later, Ongerer has once again been arrested for the same reason. Wilds lived in the Longmont area but did not have a home or a steady job, according to Fox 31 News. She stayed with friends, sleeping on their couches. She was last seen in April 2006. In June 2006, two hikers found a decomposing body in the South Street Vrain Canyon, outside of Lyons. The body was nude with only a cross ring on the left hand, according to a news release from the Boulder County District Attorney's Office. Officials believed the body had been dragged from a nearby shallow grave where they discovered a pair of yellow ski pants, a sleeping bag and a pillow in a pillowcase, the news release states. Boulder County officials were unable to identify the woman until a DNA analysis confirmed that the remains belonged to Wilds in November 2006. Ongerer was arrested soon after and charged with second-degree murder. In July 2010, Ongerer's case was heard at a preliminary hearing. The presiding judge determined that the charge was not supported by probable cause and, as a result, dismissed the case, the news release states. According to the news release, individuals charged with crimes can be arrested again and prosecuted at a later time if the case is dismissed during a preliminary hearing if significant new evidence is developed that supports a renewed prosecution. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office and the DA's office never stopped working on the case. They discovered new witnesses, re-interviewed known witnesses and consulted with forensic pathologists to bring forth new evidence. As a result of their efforts with this investigation, significant and new evidence has been developed, the news release states. The new evidence was presented to a grand jury in February and an indictment of second-degree murder was returned against Ongerer. Ongerer was arrested on March 9 in Anchorage, Alaska for Wilds' murder. He is in the process of being extradited back to Boulder County, according to the news release. I am glad that we were able to move our investigation into the homicide of Angela Wilds forward. I am proud that our detectives didn't give up on this cold case. We know Angela's family has been waiting a long time for this day to come. Her family is in our thoughts as we take the next steps in the judicial process, said Boulder County Sheriff Curtis Johnson.